Hi, I'm Judy Redlick, and this is Encounter. Thanks a lot for joining me today. Lydia Sargent is my guest, and she is a member of Southside Church of God down there at 12145 Tesson Ferry Road in South County. We're going to be talking today about their Vacation Bible School. Now, maybe your church has a Vacation Bible School and you're thinking, oh, this will be just like my own church's Vacation Bible School. Why should I listen? Well, because every child, no matter their ability, should be able to go to a VBS. Lydia, yeah. Why did you guys choose to do the VBS for children with special needs?
Well, it kind of started that my husband and I actually have a child with special needs, and we had had one church that kind of let her come as long as we found a buddy for her, and so we kind of thought, you know, church should be where everyone is welcome, and so we wanted to give an opportunity to other children and other families to be able to send their children to Bible school like any typical child. Typical children can come. It's a chance for them to do things together. And so it kind of all started out of a need that we saw in our own life and a way to reach other families also.
Now, you talk about typical children?
Yes. Those are children that do not have special needs necessarily diagnosed. I think all of our children are special, but some have additional needs than other children. Like, I have a typically developing 4-year-old, and she loves to do things with her sister, and they're not always able to do that, so this is something that they can do together.
Yeah, and I think the whole thing about siblings, and if one of them has a disability, sometimes the other siblings feel real responsible to stay with them and make sure they're going to be okay, and that's a lot to put on a child, isn't it?
Absolutely, it really is. And so we felt like by doing a Vacation Bible School that was geared towards families with additional needs, that all the children could still be ministered to and still participate and enjoy that time together, whether they have needs or not.
Give us an idea of what the week's going to be like.
Well, our bottom floor of our church is all accessible. So we've got like a ramp the kids can come in through, the gym if they have wheelchairs and things like that. All the children will gather in our gym, and we'll have a time of music and singing and enjoying that time, and then they'll break up into classes. And their classes are not by ages or abilities. We've got them all kind of mixed up a little bit, and they'll be in crews of 5, and each crew will have a crew leader, and each child that has a disability of some kind will actually have a one-on-one buddy. On average, there's probably 3 to 4 adults per 5 kids, so it's a pretty good ratio there.
Yeah.
And then they'll go to different activities. They have a science lab. They get to make some cool little gadgets and kind of do some really fun things there. They'll have a snack time with everyone together. And we'll have a Bible story time that's really hands-on and interactive. And then we'll close everything out with some more song time. And I think we've got a lady that's coming to do some puppet skits for the kids for our closing also.
And the theme of this year's Vacation Bible School is Maker Fun Factory.
Yes.
So does that talk about inventions? Are the kids going to do inventive things as well?
They are. They're going to get to do some like little pullback toys. The whole theme is, like you said, Maker Fun Factory. It's how we're all created by God and built for a purpose. So even our decorations are things that the kids can touch and feel, and lots of like gears, and we're going to have a musical sound station where the kids can kind of make some music and make some sounds, and like a marble wall with like tennis balls so they can, you know, just really hands-on. I'm a firm believer that children and adults learn different ways, and so the one thing I love about this Bible school is it works on all of the ways that we learn.
And I love it that you're being inclusive with kids with disabilities, joining kids who may not have disabilities. We're talking about Southside Church of God, their VBS, and Lydia Sargent, who is a mom with a child with special needs. They have their VBS coming up. Lydia, when is it?
Our VBS is July 24th through the 28th. It's that last full week of July, and it's from 6 to 8 p.m.
So parents, if you work all day, you can bring your kids at night, 6 to 8 p.m. at the Southside Church of God. The address?
12145 Tesson Ferry Road here in St. Louis, and it's right next to Sparing Middle School.
How can people learn more?
They can go to our church's website, which is sscog.net, and click on the VBS link, or they can also contact the church at 314-842-3095. And we would be more than happy to talk to them and give them any information. And like I said, every child that comes that needs a buddy will be paired up with someone. We have nurses that are part of our team, which is also very nice.
Lydia, as a parent of a child with special needs, what are one of the main challenges that you face concerning your child, the issues that they face, and the challenges you face as a parent?
Well, with Ella, she is actually nonverbal, hearing impaired. She does walk, so that's kind of a plus for her. But sometimes I have found not just churches, but just people in general just aren't sure if she's understanding what's going on around her because she cannot speak. However, we have learned her cues and learned things about her. And the biggest thing I think for people to understand is that first and foremost, she and other children like her are children first. And to treat them just like you would any other kiddo and include them and love on them because they do understand.
If other mothers have a nonverbal child like you do, what tips do you give on helping people communicate with your child?
With my child, she actually uses some sign language and we use a communication board, but I know not everyone does that. And so I think the biggest thing would be for each family, you know, they know what works for their child and they know what cues their child does if they want things. And one of the things that I've done for churches and doctors and things like that is we have an information sheet about Ella, and we share that with them. These are things she likes. If she makes a certain sound that maybe she doesn't like that thing that you're doing, like if she grunts, she's usually scared of something. So probably don't put her on that toy.
Yeah, that's really important to make a little information sheet so people will have some sort of an idea and they're not starting from scratch. And I think it takes some of the fear away, doesn't it?
It does. And then I always make sure they have my cell phone number when we're working with churches and even sitters. So that way, if they do have a concern, they're more than welcome to text me or call me.
So if you'd like to send your kid to a disability-friendly VBS this summer, why don't you try out Southside Church of God? And that's at 12145 Tesson Ferry Road in South County, July 24th through the 28th from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. To sign up, Lydia, how can they do that?
They can go to our church's website at sscog.net. and click on the VBS link, and that'll take them directly to our VBS sign-up. And if their child needs a buddy, make sure they put that on there, and we will be calling them prior to VBS to get to know them and their child a little bit better.
Maker Fun Factory is the theme of this year's VBS. One thing that I like that I saw is that you have a preview time for families to meet each other before the VBS. Talk about that.
We do on July 23rd, on the Sunday afternoon prior to VBS at 3 p.m., we are having a meet and greet time. We'll have some little light snacks for families to come with their children. They get to meet our VBS team. They get to meet their buddies. It gives the buddies a chance to get to know the families and the families a chance to get to know the buddies prior to Vacation Bible School starting. And that way it gives everyone a time to have questions answered and ask questions prior to the stress of the event itself happening.
This is not your first year doing the Special Needs VBS, so you have a little experience with that.
Yes, this is our second year. Last year we had a few kiddos come, and I believe they're all coming back. One of the parents said what they loved the most is that their child was treated like a child first.
Child first disability down the line, right?
Yes.
That's called first language. So important to use when you have a child with a disability or an adult with a disability in your family. Remember, people first.
Yes.
People first. Southside Church of God, July 24th through the 28th, 6 to 8 p.m. VBS this year. And Lydia, in closing, what tips would you give other churches who are thinking maybe about starting a VBS for special needs kids?
I would say just step out on faith. I truly believe that if you set something up and you're excited about it, families will come. If you're open with them, if you're unsure, tell families, we're really not quite sure how to handle this. Families are usually more than happy to kind of help you through that also. So I would say the biggest thing is just to step out on faith. If you're thinking about reaching out to special needs families, take that leap.
And if you'd like more information about how to help your church become more disability friendly or even change the culture in your church to include families affected by disabilities, you can always call me at Johnny and Friends. I run the Greater St. Louis office of Johnny and Friends. My name is Judy Redlich, and you can call me at 314-773-5664. That's 314-773-5664, and I'd be happy to come out and help your church develop a little training plan on how to become more inclusive, how to change the culture in your church to include families affected by disabilities. Because you see, only 1 in 10 families who are affected by disability go to a home church on a regular basis, because often families feel alone. They feel like their child is going to make unnecessary noises. They're going to be stared at. They're not going to be included. They're not going to be understood. So if your church doesn't have an inclusion policy on families affected by disability, call me at 314-773-5664. And in the meantime, if you have a child with a disability, why don't you bring them to Southside Church of God, July 24th through the 28th, 6 to 8 p.m. And the address again is
12145 Tesson Ferry Road, St. Louis, Missouri.
And for more details, the website?
www.sscog.net.
Lydia Sargent's been my guest. And Lydia, thank you for telling us about this Maker Fun Factory Vacation Bible School at Southside Church of God.
Thank you so much for having me, Judy.
This is Encounter. I'm Judy Redlich.